नमः सर्वेभ्यः। अद्य कृदन्तवर्गे द्वात्रिंशः पाठः, डिसेम्बर् मासस्य त्रयोविंशः दिनाङ्कः। अद्य वयं यत् ण्यत् इत्येतयोः प्रत्यययोः तथा घञ् प्रत्ययस्य विषये किञ्चित् जानीमः। योऽन्तः प्रविश्य ममवाचमिमां प्रसुप्ताम् सञ्जीवयत्यखिलशक्तिधरस्वधाम्ना अन्यांश्चहस्तचरणश्रवणत्वदादीन् प्राणान्नमो भगवते पुरुषाय तुभ्यम्। गुरुरेव गतिर्गुरुमेव भजे, गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे। न गुरोः परमम् शिशुरस्मि, गुरोर्मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो। एतावता वयम् द्वादशानां प्रत्ययानाम् अध्ययनं कृतवन्तः कृदन्तेषु। तत्र कृदन्तः धातोः कृत् इति प्रत्ययानां योजनेन कृदन्ताः निष्पाद्यन्ते। एते कृदन्ताः प्रातिपदिकानि भवन्ति। सुप् प्रत्ययान् योजयित्वा तेषां प्रयोगः क्रियते। तत्र प्रमुखाणां द्वादशानां कृत्प्रत्ययानाम् अध्ययनं सविस्तरम् अस्माभिः कृतम्। तत्र तेषां कृदन्तानां विभागः भिन्नरीतिभिः क्रियते। सो नार्मलि इफ् यू लुक् एट् से high school grammar books or the usual grammar books for Sanskrit, we find that kridantas are divided mainly based on their meaning, right? Yatha bhuta kridantah ityuchyante, tatra ktavatu pratyayah kta pratyayascha yojyate. Bhuta kalarthe kartari ktavatu pratyayah, saha gatavan, saha gramam gatavan iti. कर्मणि क्तप्रत्ययः, तेन ग्रामः गतः इति। एवं वर्तमानकृदन्ताः सन्ति मुख्यतः शतृशानचौ, अस्माभिः गतवर्गे अधीतौ। शतृप्रत्ययः परस्मैपदिनां धातूनां भवति, सः पठन् लिखति। शानच् प्रत्ययस्तु आत्मनेपदिनां, सः वन्दमानः तिष्ठति इति। तत्र विशेषाः अपि सन्ति, तदपि जानीमः। यथा भविष्यति अपि शतृशानचोः प्रयोगः भवति इत्यादि। ततः विध्यर्थककृदन्ताः सन्ति, यत्र विधिः, सो समथिङ्ग् दट् मस्ट् बी डन्, डिसर्व्स् टु बी डन् इत्यादयः अर्थाः मुख्यतः ज्ञायन्ते। तव्य अनीयर् इति प्रत्ययद्वयम् अस्माभिः अधीतं, कर्तव्यं करणीयम् इति। कर्त्रर्थककृदन्ताः सन्ति, यत्र केवलं कर्ता बोध्यते। सो नो अडिशनल् इन्फर्मेशन् अदर् देन् जस्ट् द कर्ता। सो दट् इस् गिवन् बै नुल् अण्ड् तृच्। सो नुल् इस् कारकः अण्ड् तृच् इस् कर्ता। सो पाचकः पक्ता, समानार्थकौ द्वौ अपि। भावकृदन्ताः भवन्ति, यत्र भावः अथवा क्रिया बोध्यते। तेषु ल्युट् प्रत्ययः अधीतः। इतोपि प्रत्ययद्वयम् अग्रे किञ्चित् पश्यामः। ततः कृदन्ताव्ययानि इति सामान्यतः पृथग् विभागः क्रियते। कृदन्तेषु यानि अव्ययानि भवन्ति, तुमुन् क्त्वा ल्यप् इति प्रत्ययत्रयं तत्र अन्तर्भवति। कर्तुं, कृत्वा, विकृत्य अथवा अनुकृत्य इति। सो दीस् आर् दिस् इस् अ डिविजन् बेस्ड् बेसिकलि आन् द मीनिङ्ग्, बट् अ मोर् ग्रामेटिकल् डिविजन् वुड् जस्ट् मेक् त्री केटगरीस्। सो कर्त्रर्थककृदन्ताः, सो इरेस्पेक्टिव् आफ् वाट् मोर् इन्फर्मेशन् दे गिव्, so there are five pratyayas which are purely kartartakas. So nul, trich, so they indicate only the karta. So ktavatu, so indicates a karta in the past. Kshatri and Shanash, they indicate a karta in present, or rather in samanadhikarana with the other kriya. Okay, so yeah, happening at the same time as the other kriya. So then we have the karmarthaka kridantaha or bhavarthaka. In whenever we talk of karma, it also includes bhava. So we have aniyar, tavya and kta. So aniyar and tavya, in addition to the karma, they indicate the vidhi or araha, etc. Whereas the kta pratyaya, in addition to the karma, it also indicates the bhutakala. Okay, so the this one. And then we have the bhavarthaka kridantaha, which talk about the kriya only. Right? So the kridanta avyayas, they are also bhavarthakas because they are talking only about the kriya. Right? So lyut, ktva, tumun and lyap are the bhavarthaka kridantaha. So it is important to understand this rather than just understanding this, because this is the key to using the pratyaya in the vakya, right? So if it is a kartarthaka kridanta, how do we use it? If it is karmarthaka, so it is karmani prayoga or bhave prayoga. So automatically we need to think of the tritiya vibhakti for the kartrapada and the prathama vibhakti for the karmapada and so on, right? So the understanding that a kridanta has multiple aspects, of which understanding whether it is kartari, karmani or bhave is very important in using them properly. So, etesham krit pratyayanam prayogaha rupani udaharanani sarvamapi asmabhihi aditam. So, these form the major krit pratyayas because of two reasons. One is because as we have seen, all of these are the general krit pratyayas. That is, all dhatus can get these pratyayas, right? So there is no restriction on which dhatus get them. So there are many krit pratyayas which apply specifically only to particular dhatus, but these are the general krit pratyayas. That is one. And the second reason is they are used as kriya padas, most of them. So, other than perhaps nul, all others have that emphasis on the aspect of the kriya. That is, the ktavatu and kta we use instead of the tiyanta. Similarly, the aniyar and tavya, we use it most often instead of, say, vidhiling lakara. And kshatri shanach is the vartamana kala. So, they are used very frequently as kriyapadas, that is focusing on the kriya of those. Whereas as we see today and in the next couple of classes, there are many other kridantas which are famous as nouns. That is, even though they are technically kridantas, you are not using them as a kriya, you are using them as an object. Say there is, say, Ramaha. Okay. So Ramaha is technically a kridanta derived from a krit pratyaya, but you are not focusing on the kriya there at all. Similarly, when I say Vedaha or something, right? So, that is why these are the major kridantas which we have studied in detail so far. So, what we'll do next is get a quick look and a brief look at some other important krit pratyayas. Okay? So we will not go into details of these krit pratyayas, that is as much as we did for the earlier ones. Those are the ones we'll find. So these ones we'll just try to understand how to identify the pratyaya of it and understand how it is used, what is the sense that it has. So that, I mean, when you look at it, you can get an idea that it is a krit pratyaya, but where it is not very important to know the complete details of how the kridanta is derived or what. Because, as I said, we keep using them easily as nouns, as ready-made words. rather than having to derive them from the dhatus, and so on. So, tesham, anyesham, keshantana krut pratyayanam, laghu paritayaha, asmin varge, agrima vargeshu, asmabhihi praptyate. Tatra ekaha prashnaha asti. So, why are kshatriyashanas called vartamana kradantas? When they can be used along with the bhuta and bhavishyat kala? See, because they are given as a substituent to lat. Okay? Latas kshatriyashanachau. Aprathama samana adhikarane ityeva sutram. Okay. So it is given as a substituent to lat lakara. So the fact that they can be used in other kalas also, it comes from a different rule. But majorly and primarily they are used as a substitute for the lat lakara. Okay. So that is why they are loosely referred to as the vartamana kradantas. So, and also because they indicate the vartamana kala in the time of the pradhana kriya, that is what it means. I mean, kshatriya by itself or shanach by itself cannot indicate bhutakala or bhavishyat kala. It can only indicate the vartamana kala, that is the time which is happening when you are talking at. See, the main time that you are talking about is determined by the pradhana kriyapada, which can be or can be talking about the past or the present or the future. So when you are in the past, something which is happening, which is vartamana, so that is given by kshatriyashanach. Right? So that is why they are called the vartamana kradanta. Any other questions? Do you have any questions from the previous this one? So before we move on to today's pratyayas. Maybe two clarifications that I had to offer from the last class. First, there was a question about asina, which asina is shanach. So there is the idasaha, which gives an ikara adesha to the akara of shanach, ana. So asadhatu is asina. I'm sorry, I was confused that whether it was shanach or kta. So asinaha iti. Asdhatoho shanach pratyayantaha eva. So the ikara is because of a special sutra. That is one thing. And the second one was about using of the siya. Right. So the siya shanach and the siya kshatri. I could not come across any pramana for saying that it can be used in the general sense of karta, that is without the reference to the bhavishyat kala. So maybe we have to look more to see if there are any pramana from actual Samskrita usage to enable them. So instead of them, it may be easier to use the trich and the nul, which indicate a karta without the tense implication. So, are all pratipadikas, that is nouns, derived from roots? I think this is something which we have talked about. One of our initial classes, we talk about how the pratipadika is derived. So, the pratipadika is of four major kinds. One is a kradanta pratipadika. So, kradantas. Then we have tadhitantas. So, which are derived from nouns further. Okay. So, and you have samasas. And you have underived pratipadikas. Okay. So, tadhitas, they can be told again. You have kradanta gives rise to a pratipadika. And then it goes on to become a tadhita generally. So, that is there. The samasa also, the words involved are originally pratipadikas. And then you have underived pratipadikas. So, in Sanskrit, the number of underived, purely underived pratipadikas is very, very, very less. Okay. So, the derivation of pratipadikas is of two kinds. One is using the krut pratyayas, which are directly specified by Panini. And the other case is using other suffixes called the unadi pratyayas. So, unadi pratyayas are not directly given or enumerated by Panini. So he just mentions that there are unadi pratyayas and he says unadayo bahulam. So they do occur. So he acknowledges their presence, but he does not go into details. So if we accept the unadi pratyayas, that is accept the derivation from unadi pratyayas, for example, the go, which seems like a very go shabda, a very unsplittable word, but it is actually derived from gam and dos. Gamadhatu and pratyaya, unadi pratyaya called dos. Okay. So if we accept the derivations of unadi pratyayas, almost say 99% of Sanskrit words are derived. Okay. So there are very, very few underived pratipadikas. So if we leave, so among Vaya grammarians themselves, there is a debate on whether unadis can be treated as derived pratipadikas or underived pratipadikas. So there are both parties. So if you leave them, then you have quite a few underived words. Okay. So that's it. And Muthulakshmi, do you have a question? You have to unmute yourself. You have to press the microphone button to unmute yourself. Okay. Any other questions? No? No? Yes, Sharada. Namaste.
This is Pratipadikam. It's Kritanta, Tadita and Samasa. And this Tadita and Samasa already, they are also derived some nouns.
So
can you say that also from
Kridanta? Yeah, Paramparaya Kridanta. So Kridanta gives to Pratiparika and then those Suvantas will give rise to Tadhita or Samasa. So majority of them will come from Kridantas. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Venkateshwaran Mahalaya.
Namaste, madam. See, all the Kridantas on the basis for deriving the Subantas.
Mm.
So there is no pure nouns as such. All are derived like this from the Kriyapadam gives rise to the nouns which are Subantas.
Not all, that's what it is. So there are words which are underived, say we call, say, ditta, davitta, etc. So they are a very minor thing. So a very minor portion is purely underived. So there are quite a few words which are unadis, derived from the unadi pratyayas. So direct Paninian derived, that is through Kridantas, are major. I mean, Kridantas still form a major portion of pratipadikas. But not all, nowhere near all.
Yes.
So again, there are different, this one, there is the Shakatayana school of grammar. They say, Sarvam Nama Dhatu Jamaha Shakatasya Tokam. So they stick to the principle that all nouns can be derived from verbs. So that's a different school of thought. So as I said, in Paninian system itself, there are two different schools. So now we will go. The first of the pratyayas we are seeing is the yat and niyat. Okay. So as I say, there is a reason why we take them together. So ubhayoho pratyayoho ya iti eva shruyate. So the forms will have ya. Very familiar words, say karyam, bhojyam, Vadyam, Drishyam, Bodhyam, Jayam, Neyam, Payam, Labhyam, Janyam. So all these are either yat or nyat. Okay, so the ya where you find it. So these are the one of these two suffixes. Bhave athava karmani vidhyarthakau etau pratyayau. Arthat karmani prayogaha tatra vidhihi arhaha ityadi. So basically aniyar tavyat pratyayayohu samanarthakau. They are synonyms of aniyar and tavya. So kartavyam karaniyam karyam. Bhoktavyam bhojaniyam bhojyam. Patitavyam pataniyam pathyam. So all three are synonymous. Okay, so they also belong to the same category of kritya pratyayaha. So wherever you use kartavya or karaniya, you can also use karya. But as I said, using karya as karyani santi. So bahuni karyani. So it is more used as a noun, but there is nothing wrong. Okay, so it is an exact synonym of aniyar and tavya. Trishu lingeshu rupani bhavanti karmanaha visheshantvena yatha karyaha karya karyam jeyaha jeya jeyam etc. So akarantaha pullingaha akarantaha strilingaha akarantaha napumsakalingaha shabda. So we'll see one example of a very famous verse from the Bhajagovindam or the Mohamudgara. Gheyam Gita Nama Sahasram Gheyam Shripati Rupam Ajasram Neyam Sajjana Sange Chittam Deyam Dina Janaya Chavittam. So Gheyam Gita Nama Sahasram Gheyam Shripati Rupam Ajasram Neyam Sajjana Sange Chittam Deyam Dina Janaya Chavittam. Geyam, gayati ityasya yat pratyayah. So all these four, geyam, dhyayam, neyam, deyam, they are yat pratyaya. So gai shabde dhatuhu. So you have geya is that which must be sung. So what must be sung? Gita, the Bhagavad Gita, and nama sahasram, the sahasranama, that is the names or the glories of Vishnu. Dhyayam, to be meditated, something that must be, deserves to be meditated. What is it? Shripati Rupam. Shripatehe Vishnohu Rupam. Ajasram Sarvada. So always the forms of Vishnu must be meditated upon. Neyam. Chittam Neyam. So Chittam, the mind should be taken where? Sajjana Sange. To the association of good people. So, chittam sajjana sange neyam. Vittam deyam. Da, dadati, deyam. Must be given. What must be given? Vittam, that is money, must be given to whom? Dina janaya, to the poor. Okay? Very simple words. So, Gita nama sahasram geyam. Shripati rupam ajasram dhyayam. Sajjana sange chittam neyam. Dina janaya vittam deyam. So all these talk about what must be done, those which deserve to be done. Okay. So vidyarthaka forms and it will follow the karmapada. So as you can see, there is no kartrapada anywhere. By whom? By everybody. As I said, the karmani prayoga focuses on the karma. So it is what must be sung. The focus is on the karma. So in this case, you should sing the Gita and Nama Sahasranama. So meditate upon the forms of Vishnu. The mind must be led, it must be controlled and taken somewhere. And money must be given. So focus on the karma. Similarly, the Nyat Pratyaya. Nacho Raharyam, Nacha Rajaharyam, Nabhatra Bhajyam, Nacha Bharakari. Vyaye krite vardhata eva nityam vidyadhanam sarvadhana pradhanam. So, it is a shloka which talks about the vidya. Vidyadhanam. So, the wealth called vidya. It is sarvadhana pradhanam. So it is the most important of all kinds of wealth. Why? Na chora haryam. So it cannot be taken away or stolen by the thieves. Harya, harati. So take away. So harya is that which can be taken away. Na chora haryam. It cannot be stolen by thieves. Na cha raja haryam. Nor can it be taken away as tax or as fines by the kings. Na bhratra bhajyam. It need not be shared among brothers or siblings or relatives. So if it is a wealth, you should always protect it, because either the thieves will steal it away or the king will take it away as taxes, or it has to be shared finally, whether the children demand it or the this one. Nacha bharakari. And for all these reasons, if you always keep carrying your wealth, it is a great weight. Whereas vidya is a wealth which is not a weight at all. Nacha bharakari. And the greatest thing is vyaye krute vardhate eva. As you keep spending, it keeps increasing. Right? So nityam, say constantly, if you keep spending, the more you spend, the more it increases. Therefore, vidya dhanam sarvadhanam pradhanam. Vidya is the most important or the best of all wealth. So haryam bhajyam ityadi. Nyat pratyayantaha shabdaha. So it is the end in nyat. Trishulingeshu prayogasya ekam udaharanam pashyamaha. Jnayasya nitya sanyasi yona dveshti nakankshati. Iti Bhagavad Gitayam Krishnaha. Saha nitya sanyasi jnayaha. He must be known as a nitya sanyasi. So who is always a sannyasin? Who? Yaha nadveshti nakankshati. He who neither hates nor desires. So he who is free from these dualities, the dvandvas, he is a nitya sannyasi. He must be known as a nitya sannyasi. Jnayaha. Saha jnayaha. Whereas the other shloka, Ayodhya Mathura Maya Kashi Kanchi Avantika, Puri Dvaravati Jnayaha Saptaitaha Mokshadayikaha. So Etaha Sapta. So these seven cities Mokshadayikaha Jnayaha must be known as those which bestow moksha. So Jnaya. It is Strilinge Bahuvachane Prayogaha. Jnayam Yattat Prayakshyami Yajnatvam Ratamashnute. Punaha Bhagavad Gitayam. Jnayam yat tat pravakshyami. So that which must be known, I will tell. Yat jnatva, knowing which, amritam ashnute. One gains immortality. So jnayaha, jnaya, jnayam iti lingatraye prayogaha kriyate. So how do we know? The major question is, where is yat and where it is nyat? So there are general rules, but there are also exceptions. So let's know the general rules. Ajantebhyaha yat. So ye dhatavaha ajantaha swarantaha. So words, that is dhatus ending in swaras or ach, they get yat pratyaya. So da becomes deyam. Ji jayam. Ni neyam. Shru shravyam. Bhu bhavyam. Gai geyam. So gai becomes ga and then you get geyam. Okay. So dhyai dhyayam, etc. So all ajanta dhatus, they get yat pratyaya as a rule, but the exception is rukarantas get niyat. Okay, so rukarante bhyaha dhatu bhyaha niyat pratyaya instead of yat. So generally ajantas get yat, but rukarantas get niyat. Okay, so kr becomes karyam, hr becomes haryam. What is the difference between yat and niyat? So there is only one letter, which is the na, the initial nakara, which makes a difference. As we have seen, if you remember the very first two pratyayas we studied, we studied the not the first two, the first and then later we study the lute and then we study the nul, is I think the first two. So the difference is the nakara. So nakara being it means vriddhi. So kr, if you do guna, it would become karyam. Whereas if we do vriddhi, it is karyam. So if we had applied yat, it would have been karyam, haryam, etc. But the form is karyam, haryam. So that is nyat. So that elongation, the vriddhi is achieved because of the nakara. Right? So that is why especially they are given nyat instead of yat. Even though what is actually added is only yakara, so the anubandha makes a difference. Similarly, when we come to halantas, halantas in general get nyat. R halor nyat iti sutram. So rikarantebhyaha halantebhyaha nyat bhavati. So path becomes pathyam, vach vachyam, nat natyam. So everywhere you see that elongation, that is because of the nyat, which is the nakara which is there. But again you have an exception. Pavargantebhyaha adupadhebhyaha. So pavarganta dhatus which have akara in the upadha, that is just before the last letter is a pavarga letter preceded by a akara, hraswa akara, then instead of niyat you have yat. So labh becomes labhyam. So again you can see the difference. If it were niyat, it would have been labhyam, gamyam, etc. So we don't want the vriddhi. So that is why it is yat and not niyat. So labha becomes labhyam, gam gamyam, shap shapyam, etc. Okay. So this is the general rule. Ajantebhyaha yat, halantebhyaha niyat iti samanya niyamaha. Tatrapi ritarantanam niyat, pavargantebhyaha yat. So there is an exception to each of these rules. And even these are just the general rules. Yatohi bahavaha apavadaha santi, bahavaha visheshaha api santi. There are many special usages. For example, you have acharyaha and acharyaha. So acharyaha, gurau acharyaha. If char dhatu, the dhatu is char. So there, in the sense of guru, there is nyat, because of which we get acharyaha. So otherwise it is yat. Acharyaha means that a desha which is to be reached. So charati is gachati ityartha. So just any place, if you are talking about a place which has to be reached, it is acharyaha. But a person who has to be approached for learning, the guru is called acharyaha. Okay, so the same dhatu, the same upasarga. So if you add yat, it gives one meaning. If you add nyat, it gives a different meaning. Similarly, aryaha and aryaha. So r dhatu. So if you are adding the guna, that is yat, you get aryaha. Aryaha swami vaishyayoho iti. The sutra itself says that. So arya is either the master or a vaishya, that is a vanik seller, or a vaishya generally. Whereas aryaha upasarpyaha, he who is to be approached. So it is rudha in the sense of a respectable or a noble man. But it is decided he to whom you go for with respect. So aryaha. So the same dhatu, you have both yat and nyat in different senses. Okay, so that is one kind of a special thing. So there is another case where the same dhatu, the same pratyaya, but you get two different forms. Right? So vachyam, vakyam, both of them are from vachidhatu, niyat pratyaya. So the kutva, the kakara, the conversion is only in the sense of a sentence. So if you are talking about a grammatical sentence, it is vakyam. Otherwise, something which is just told, vachyam ityartha bhavati. स्वाच्यम वाक्यम उभयमपि वचधातोः न्यत् प्रत्यये निष्पन्नम्. सिमिलरली यू हैव भोज्यम भोग्यम, सो उभयमपि भुज धातुः. भोज्यम इज एन ईटेबल, भोज्यम भक्ष्ये, सो एन ईटेबल इज कॉल्ड भोज्य. वेरस भोग्य इज अदर थिंग्स विच कैन बी एंजॉयड, से लाइक अ हाउस और अ कार और एनी एंजॉयबल मटीरियल वेल्थ इज कॉल्ड भोग्य. भुज्यते, सो भुज धातु इज यूज बोथ इन द एक्चुअल सेंस ऑफ ईटिंग एंड इन द सेंस ऑफ जस्ट एंजॉयिंग. सो इफ इट इज ईटिंग, an eatable is bhojya, whereas other enjoyables, material wealth is called bhogya, right? So both of them bhujadhatu, nyat pratyaya, but two forms with difference in meaning. Similarly, you have kshayam and kshayam. Okay? So kshi dhatu, to reduce. So that which must be reduced is called kshaya. Okay? So that which can be reduced is kshaya. Okay, kshaya jayau shakyarthe iti sutram asti. So shakyam, so it is possible to reduce, is kshaya. Okay. So if you have a lot of say things, you can discard some of them and reduce it. It is called kshaya. So whereas if you say kshayam papam, so papa must be reduced. So, can it be reduced or not is a different question. So, there are subtle differences in meaning. The same pratyaya, the same dhatu, but change in form will have a difference in meaning. So, there are many such examples. Of the study of yat and yat is a very interesting study. If we study it through the sutras, so it brings out such subtle differences in so many forms. Okay. And there is also one more pratyaya called kyap, which also has the ya. So yat is ya, nyat is ya, and kyap is also ya. So kyap has the kit, so it will have the properties of the kit pratyaya. So when we talk about Brahma hatya, so hatya in general we don't have it. It is only in with the specific upapadas, words, we have the hatya. So, Brahma hatya, Brahma bhuyam, stutyaha. So, he who should be, he who is praised, bhrityaha, a servant. So, all these, they look like yat and nyat, but they are a different pratyaya called kyap. Okay. So, this is just an overview of yat and nyat. So, if you see that ya, you should at least be able to recognize one. They are krit pratyayas, and all these have almost the same sense. That is the karmarthe athava bhavarthe vidhi arha ityarishu artheshu pratyayaha. So to know the exact whether it is yat or nyat or kyap, you will need a bit more study. Okay? So with this, you should be able to recognize that as one of these. Okay? So that is it about the yat and nyat very briefly. So we are not going into more details in this class because I think it is out of scope for now, not required. I mean, the only way that yat and nyat can be comprehensively studied is when we go through the sutra krama. Okay. Any questions now for yat and nyat? Anything which is general, not very specific for this one. So there's a question, Kship will not get yet despite being Pravarganta. His question is, so we saw that Nyat, the Halantas normally get Nyat, and but Pavargantas with Akara in the Upadha will get yet. So Kship, it is Pakaranta, but it does not have Akara in the Upadha, so it will not get yet. It will get the usual nyat, okay, kshepyam iti rupam. So that which must be thrown is kshepyam. Okay. Any other questions? Janaki Bhagini.
Sita Bhagini. Atra lekhana pavishya eva, क्षेयं क्षै ऐ मात्रा न भवति वाक्यानिमित्तम् किमपि सूत्रमस्ति वा क्षय्यम्
आमां तत्र अयादेशः विधीयते क्षय्यम् इति सो यान्तवन्तादेशसन्धिः एचो अयवायावः सो तत्र क्षय्यजय्य इति अतः यकारः एव अकारः यकारः न तु ऐकारः मैथिली मैथिली भगिनी यू हैव अ क्वेश्चन cannot hear you. I mean, your microphone is unmuted, but I still can't hear you. Maybe you have to plug it in correctly or speak loudly.
Now, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
For Aryaha and Aryaha, what is the pattern?
R. R. Gatav. Ram, Ramanujam.
Namaste. Do all Gathus give these pratyaya? Nyat and Nayata? Maybe I missed it when you said it earlier.
Yes, as I said, they'll get either Yat or Nyat,
okay.
Whereas some in exception will get Kyap. Okay?
Okay.
So there is one more related question which is asked by somebody else. When do we use kyap versus the other two? So kyap is not a general pratyaya. Yat and nyat, as I said, you can use, I mean, all dhatus will get either yat or nyat. But kyap is very, very specific. So there are sutras which give it in a particular sense under particular conditions. So it is not a general pratyaya. So it is given only in very specific situations. Okay. There are a few more written questions. I'll ask them before coming back to those who are waiting again. So, bhaj gives rise to bhajyam and bhagyam with different meanings. Yes. So, from bhajadatu, you get bhajyam and bhagyam. Okay. So, we know the meanings of bhajyam is that which should be divided and bhagyam is fortune or good. This one. So, and then there is a question on, one moment please. Okay, so there was a question about one of the this one. So pavarganta and adupadha should be together for yat. Yes. So a pavarganta dhatu, which is adupadha, that is ending in pavarga and having akara and upadha, will get yat, overruling nyat. So an example of kyap, we saw brahmahatya. So han dhatu. So normally it gets vadhya as the this one. So han dhatu, when you have specific upapadas like brahman, will get kyap. Okay, so it's very specific for kyap. So is aryama derived from arya? Yeah, so aryam mimite iti aryama, it is surya. Aryama means surya, so they derive it from arya. Okay. Rao Mohane,
good morning. Those two questions, you know, like where do you use kyap and what is an example there from me? Still, you know, is there a rule that, you know?
There are many rules. That is the problem, as I say. So many rules, very specific rules, which if we are studying the sutras for kridantas, we will know. So it is not possible to, you know, generally state it as we do for yat and nyat. That is, will be for a specific dhatu, under a specific condition, you will have kyapu.
Oh, it's okay. But the result is the same, that the ya will be the...
Result will not be completely the same. The ya will be there, but because it is kit, there will be a different, this one. Right. For example, the bhudhatu in Brahma Bhuyam, if we are doing the usual yat, we get bhavyam, whereas if we add kyap, it will be bhuyam. There is no guna. So one of the purposes of the kyap is to prevent the guna.
Yeah, but that's right. Because the kakara, there won't be any guna, but the kyap is a pakara too. So
it will also have its purpose. The swara, the pakara, it is mainly not the, in this case, I think it's most for the, no, hasvasya piti kriti tuk. So because
right.
It is pit, you have the tuk there. For stutya, stuya becomes stutya because of the pit.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Sharada. Vali. Sharada Gopalan, you have a question, you have to unmute yourself.
Nati Natyam iti dattam iti atra. Nriti iti kada bhavati. Nati iti atre natakam asti kila. Nriti dhatohu nrityam.
Nriti dhatohu nrityam bhavati. So kaha pratyayaha, so again it should be probably yep, because there is no this one, what there is no guna, right? So nrata dhatoho kyap pratyayah, it should be kyap because there is no guna. Yeah,
kri dhatoho karyam iti atra dattam asti. Krityam iti tada bhavati.
Kyap. Yeah, yeah, krityam is kyap.
Then
yeah. Okay. So I understand, since we have done it in brief, I'm sure there will be more doubts. So if you have questions, you can ask, or as you study more. And as I said, the main reason I'm not going into details of yat and yat is because it is quite extensive, and without sutras it is not possible to arrive at a comprehensive understanding. So you'll keep getting questions about exceptions and so on. So hopefully in some other future course we'll go sutra-wise about kridantas and study all these in detail, much more detail. So for now, we will move on to the next pratyaya, which is called ghanya. Okay. So ghai is again a very, very common pratyaya. So the forms will be very common, but we might not recognize them as kridantas many times. So ramaha, pakaha, pathaha, vadaha, vedaha, so chedaha, modaha, ragaha, nadaha, hasaha. So very, very popular words, all of them are ghai pratyayantas. Okay. So ghai has a, so it is only a as the pratyaya, and therefore all of them will be akaranta shabdas. Okay. So the sense of ghai is bhave akartarita karake. So it's a very, very important pratyaya which derives so many nouns. So bhava, one of the senses is bhava, that is the action itself, or akartari karake, any karaka other than the karta. So based on the meaning. So it is like based on each word, it is different. Okay. So yatha bhave bodhaha. Bodhaha means understanding, the action of knowing. So buddhadhatoho bodhaha. Hasaha is smiling. So the action, you have the bhavarthe ghai. So karmani, pathaha. When we talk of a lesson, it is the object of teaching, right? Yaha pathyate, pathyate asau iti pathaha. So the object of teaching is pathaha. It can also be teaching itself. So, bhavarthe api pathaha iti bhavitum arhati. Karmarthe api pathaha. When I say prathamaha pathaha, aditi, first lesson, second lesson, when we are using it like that, so it is the object. Karmarthe ghai pratyayaha. Karane bhavati. So, rajyate anena iti ragaha. So, ragaha. So, it is used as say the raga in music. So, that is one meaning. But an other meaning is the color. Okay, so raga, the ranjadhatu in Sanskrit is more used for the color. So a color is also called raga. So that using which you color or you delight in the sense of the musical raga, it is the instrument of delight or the instrument of coloring. So, in that sense, karanarthe ragaha iti bhavati. Adhikarana. So, ramante yoginaha asmin. He in whom the yogins delight. So, he is Ramaha. Okay. So, you can see that it is a wide range of senses which can be conveyed by the ghai pratyaya based on the word and based on the context. So, you cannot define simply that this dhatu will get in this sense. So, it can get in any of these senses. So, based on the usage, we have to understand what is the sense in which the ghai is applied in that case. Okay. Aparaha amshaha ghai pratyayantaha shabdaha pullinge eva bhavati. So, it does not have other lingas. The ghai pratyayanta is always pullinga. Ghai ajapaha pumsi iti sutramasti. Ataha ghai pratyayantaha pullinge eva bhavati. Akarantaha pullingaha shabdaha ghai pratyayantena nishpadyate. So we will see a few examples. Vade vade jayate tatva bodhaha. There is a typing error. It is jayate. So it's a very famous saying in our shastras. Vade vade. So, as we keep arguing and debating, so as and when more and more debates happen, tattva bodhaha jayate, tattvasya bodhaha. So, the understanding of truth happens only through debates and debates. Vade vade. So, repeated arguments and debates will give rise to the tattva bodhaha. So, vadaha bodhaha iti ubhayamapi ghai pratyayantaha shabdaha. Atilobho vinashaya. Very popular saying. So, greed causes destruction. Lobhaha. So, lubhadhatoho ghai pratyayantaha lobhaha. So, greed. So, that is again the action of desiring much more. Lubhadhatu. Vinashaha is destruction. So, that is again a ghayanta. Kim bhavet tena pathena jivane yo na sarthakah. So what is the use of learning or a lesson which does not carry any meaning in life? So just parroting or just learning something is not worth anything unless we apply it. Kim bhavet tena pathena jivane yo na sarthakah. So patha shabdah ghayantah. Kimno rajyena govinda kim bhogaihi jivitenava. So bhogaha, again bhujadhatoho bhogaha. So anything which is enjoyed is bhoga, right? So bhoga is also ghayanta. Sagara plavagendrena kramena ikena langhitaha. So the ocean was crossed by the monkey, that is Hanuman, ekena krameena, kramaha. So, krama is used in a wide variety of senses. In here, it is in the sense of a single step, kramaha. Kramu padavikshepe, the most literal sense of krama is to place a foot. So, ekena krameena, so by a single step, it was crossed by the vanara ityarthaha. So, all these are examples of ghayantas. again, so Ghai has two major exceptions. So one is Ikarantanam, for Ikaranta dhatus, instead of Ghanya, we have Ach. So Ghanya is a Nit. Okay, like Nit, Nyakara being It also gives Vriddhi. So that is why we have Pathu Pathaha, Pachu Pakaha. Right? So Ghai will always have Vriddhi. But for Ikarantas, instead of Ghai, we have Ach Pratyaya. So Ach is also Akara. Okay. So the final, this thing is the same, but there will be no Vriddhi. That is the purpose. So G becomes Jayaha, not Jayaha. So Chi, Chayaha, Kri, Krayaha. So selling. Ni, Nayaha. So, Nayaha is taking, or it is also used in sense of Niti, etc. So, all these so are exceptions to Ghai. Instead of Ghai, we have Ach. So, Ikarantanam Dhatunam Ach Pratyayaha Bhavati. And for Rukaranta and Ukaranta, we have Ap. Right? So, the difference between all these is only in the Anubandha. So, what is the form they take will depend on the Anubandha. Right? So, you have Stu, Stavaha, Vu, Bhavaha, Kru, Karaha, Tru, Taraha. So, Ghai, Ach and Ap, they belong to the same class. That is, they are used in the Bhave usually, or the Ghai can also be used in the Akartari Karake. So, for certain dhatus, instead of Ghai, we have Ach and Ap. Okay. So, there are a few questions. So, there's a request for those who are asking questions to speak a bit loudly so that everybody can hear them. You can do that. I'll also try to repeat the questions so that you can get them. So, what is the general rule for Vriddhi? Adi Vriddhi of roots in Nyat Pratyaya. The Vriddhi in Kridantas is not Adi Vriddhi. It is Antya Vriddhi. Okay, so it is either the Vriddhi of the last Ach or the Upadha Akara. So the rule is Achoiniti or Ata Upadhayaha. So if it is an Ajanta Dhatu, the final Ach gets Vriddhi. And if it is, it has akara in the upadha, by ata upadhayaha, it gets vriddhi. Those are the two general rules for vriddhi. The adi vriddhi happens in taddhitas. So, dasharathasya apatyam puman dasharathihi. So, adi vriddhi is for taddhitas. For kridantas, it is just vriddhi, either for the last ending ach or for akara in the upadha. Okay. So, can ragaha also be used as attraction? Yeah. So, the bhavarthe ragaha ityukte anuragaha. So, it's affection or attraction or love ityarthe asti. So, tatra bhavarthe prayogaha bhavati. Any questions on Ghai?
Yeah, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but you know, some of the examples you showed in the earlier slides, I sense that there was some sort of a guna like a buddha, bodhaha, bodhyaha. How do you get the guna there?
Guna is general, so for any pratyaya other than kitta or nit, you will have guna. So, if there is no opportunity for vriddhi, guna will certainly be there. So, vriddhi, the special thing of a nit or a nit is that it will get vriddhi when possible. But when vriddhi, when it does not qualify for vriddhi, as I said, vriddhi can happen only if it is a ajanta or akara in the upadha. So, for buddha, where ukara is in the upadha, you cannot have vriddhi, so you will have guna instead. So, lubha becomes lobhaha, kshipa becomes kshepaha. So, the guna will happen.
So where it is ghai or any other pratyaya, as long as it is not a, it doesn't have a kit or knit or kaga or na, as the iterators, they will definitely get guna if they can get what you call dirgha.
Not dirgha.
Am I right?
If they don't qualify for vriddhi, they will get guna. Yes.
Is it automatic?
Yeah. Automatic as in, I mean, there is a sutra. Yes, it's a general sutra. So for any pratyaya, it does not make any distinction between what pratyaya. So if there is no guna nishedha, if there is nothing to prevent the guna, guna will always happen.
Oh, I see. What is the sutra the general guna sutra?
Sarvadhatuka ardhadhatuka.
Okay.
Or puganta laghupadhasya. Both of them.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Jesus, greetings and good evening from here. I am also studying Nilesh Bodha's Tadhidas. And this Vriddhi and Guna thing is getting more confused as I study more than one subject at a time. For example, Eko Guna Vriddhi, I was under the impression that it applies almost everywhere universally, but I just find out that it's not. So is there any way, for example, under the Kridanta, if you can list at least some of the Anubandha characteristics, like the, you know, the chi or the gha part or nya part, it sure would help, I think. Thank you.
Yeah, the Anubandhas. Maybe I'll do one thing. I'll send you this one for the Anubandhas, because, I mean, for this one, see, the general thing is the rules for Tadhitas and for Kridantas are different. Okay, so the general thing in Kridantas will not work for the Tadhitas, because the sutras again, so Tadhita, as I said, talks about the Adivriddhi, and for the Tadhiteshu Acham Adehe. So the Adi Ach will get Vriddhi for specific pratyas. Again, you have the Nit, etc. Whereas in Kridanta, it is for the Anta. Okay. So,
How do you overcome this Eko Guna Vriddhi that is in the first chapter?
So,
you know, it indicates
Eko Guna Vriddhi, all Paribhasha Sutras apply only when there is no specific indication of what should get the Guna. For example, when I say sarvadhatuka ardhadhatuka yoho, it says that the dhatu will get guna when followed by a sarvadhatuka ardhadhatuka pratyaya. It does not specify which letter. So therefore, it is for ik. By default, it is for ik. But when he specifically says ata upadhayaha, upadhayaha akarasya vriddhihi. So when he specifically says akara gets vriddhi, it will get vriddhi. If it is specifically mentioned, it will get. So if nothing is specified, then by default, ik will get guna or vriddhi.
Well, it sure would be nice to have at least some common characteristics of anubandhas for the.
I understand. I'll probably I'm planning to do it sometime. I mean, that sometime hopefully will come soon.
You don't need it to be comprehensive. Just, you know, give us four or five.
Yeah. It will be very useful. So probably a couple of very short thing will, yes, I'll do that.
Yeah, particularly when I'm studying both the Tadhita Pratyaya and the Kridanta and then the Thing Pratyaya separately. I mean, this all of these summaries are, you know, crisscrossing all over the place.
Yeah, right. We'll do that, definitely.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so again, there are other questions on Anubandha. So what is the gha for in the ghai? Or up and ach, both are a, what is the difference? So all the difference is in the Anubandha. As he said, I understand, and for those, as you keep studying, it would be useful to know a brief this thing of the Anubandhas. We'll do that after. Anyway, this course is probably for another just 2 or 3 classes. So we'll be covering the remaining important Kridantas. So after that, we'll do it. Okay. So is Ghit a Kit? No. So Ghai is not Kit. Okay. It's only the Kit. Kakara being it, it matters. Whether here it is not a Kakara. It is Ghakara. So this is not a Kit. Yes, Nandakumar Mohan.
Namaste. This is about the pronunciation of Ghai. As I learnt in the elementary classes that Nya should be pronounced as Khany only. You know, why do you say Ghai?
Sorry? It should be pronounced as?
Ghany. It is Nya.
Nya. Nya as a cha-cha-cha, Janya. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's pronounced as Ghai.
Ghanya. The actual pronunciation is whatever is the pronunciation of Nyakara. But pronunciation of Nyakara and Ngakara, it varies with people and with practice. So, okay. So, I think we'll go ahead. So, we have studied 2 pratyayas in brief today. So, we'll go back. So, I'm not doing any detailed abhyasas for the smaller pratyayas, but we'll take a few shlokas and see if we can recognize the various kridantas. So whatever we have studied so far, the pratyayas, so let's see if we can identify those pratyayas from these shlokas. Okay, so anybody who wants to answer can please raise your hands. So, ati trishna na kartavya trishnam naiva parityajet shanai shanaischa bhoktavyam svayam vittam uparjitam. So which are the kridantas here, which are the pratyayas? Okay, so you just have to identify those. So please raise your hands. Okay. Rao Mohan.
Yeah. I think the first one is Kartavya. The Yakara is there. The second one is
which Pratyaya? Kartavya.
Kartavya is Nyat.
No, the Tavya. You have the Tavya.
Oh, Tavya. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, also. No problem. So Kartavya is Kr Dhatoho. Tavyat Pratyaya. So, strilinge, atitrishna na kartavya.
I misunderstood. I thought you were asking just for...
Not just from today's class. Anything that we have done so far. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Then, any other kridantas here?
Atitrishna na kartavya, trishnam naiva. Chadet, sainaishya, bhoktavyam, tavya again.
Tavyam, again, bhuja dhatoho, tavya pratyantaha, napumsakalinge asti, bhoktavyam.
Vittam uparjitam, uparjitam, sainaishya, bhoktavyam. I don't think there are any more that I can see.
Okay. Anybody? Anything else? Thank you. It's fine. No problem. Girija.
Uparjitam.
Uparjitam. Okay. So which is the this one?
Uparjitam itta pratyaya.
Ha. So, upasargaha arjadhatoho kta pratyaya, uparjitam, and
napumsakalinge,
samyak. Anything else? Any other kridanta here? Okay, I'll, so there is also Vitta. Vitta is also a Kta Pratyanta. Okay, Vidita, Vidalabhe. So that which is obtained, ityarthe vitta shabdaha api kratvadyantaha vittam napumsakalinge and uparjitam. So uparjitam is again upa, arj and kta, kta pratyantaha napumsakalinga shabdaha. So atitrushna na kartavya. So excessive desire should not be there, but trishnam naiva parityajet. So this Subhashita says trishnam naiva parityajet. Desire should also not be given up completely. So vayam uparjitam vittam. So vittam dhanam ityarthaha. So even though it is derived from kta, by rudhi it means wealth. So wealth earned on one's own, that is with one's own effort, shanaihi shanaihi bhoktavyam, should be enjoyed slowly. That is, you should not spend beyond what you earn and because of that earn in greed, but whatever you have rightfully earned, you have to enjoy slowly. Shanaihi shanaihi, shanaihi means slowly, bhoktavyam should be enjoyed, swayam vittam uparjitam. So, swayam uparjitam vittam. So, wealth earned by one's own self, not stolen, not got from others. So, swayam uparjitam vittam shanai shanai bhoktavyam. Okay. So, agrima shlokaha. So, is trishna also a kradanta? No, it's an unadi pratyayanta. Okay, it's not directly a kradanta. So, ashvasya bhushanam vegaha, madasyad gajabhushanam, chaturyam bhushanam naryaha, udyogo narabhushanam. Okay. Himanshu.
Vegaha?
Vegaha. Samyak.
Ghai pratyaya?
Ghai pratyaya. Vijadatohu ghai pratyaya. Vegaha. Speed.
Madaha.
So, mad is rat. In this case, it is rat. So, yes. Intoxication. So, that is also ghani.
Ghani pratyaya. Then, chaturyam.
Chaturyam. Chaturasya bhavaha. Chaturyam.
Chaturya. Udyogaha. Yogaha is pratyaya ghani.
Yes, udyogaha, ud upasargaha, yogaha, ghai pratyayaha, yujadhatoho. Anything else?
What about bhushanam?
Exactly. So, bhushanam. So, bhushanam. So, lyut. So, bhushanam.
Lyut, sorry.
Adornment. Yeah. So, bhushanam iti lyut pratyayantaha. So, this is napumsakalinga. So, the others, vegaha, madaha, and udyogaha.
Udyogaha.
So for madaha it is ach, for the others it is ghai. Okay. So there is a special sutra, madaha anupasarge, so madh gets ach. So vij and yuj, they have ghai. All of them are pullinga words. Kahartha ashvasya bhushanam vegaha. So speed is the adornment for a horse. That is, a good horse is that which has more speed. Madasyad gajabhushanam. So, gajasya bhushanam. So, an adornment for elephant is the mada, the rat. Mada gaja is the best of the elephants. Chaturyam bhushanam naryaha. So, for a woman, chaturya, cleverness. Chaturasya bhavaha chaturyam. It is a taddhita pratyaya. So, that is the adornment. Udyogaha narabhushanam. And employment, being engaged in work, is the adornment for nara, for a man in general. Right. So, man as in everybody. So, nara, nari, everything. You can interpret it in any way. So, ashvasya bhushanam vegaha, madasyad gajabhushanam, chaturyam bhushanam naryaha, udyogo narabhushanam. Agrima shlokaha. Avyakaranam adhitam bhinnadronya tarangini taranam bheshajam apathya sahitam trayamidam kritam nakritam. Adau artham vadami anantaram. Avyakaranam adhitam, anything which is studied without vyakarana, that is, you study a lot but without the grammar, Bhinna Dronya Tarangini Taranam. So crossing a river Tarangini with a broken vessel. That is a broken ship or a boat. Bhinna Dronya. Bheshajam Apathya Sahitam. So medication taken along with apathya, that is food which is not good, which is not right. So with unhealthy food, that is how much medicine, however much you take, along with unhealthy food. Trayamidam kritam nakritam. So all these three, even if it is done, it is as good as not done. That is, if you are continuing to have unhealthy food, then it is as well as not taking medicine, because medicine will not have any effect. So similarly, crossing a river, so you will never be able to complete it, so it's better to abandon. And a study will not get that firmness, the dardhya, without the theory or the vyakarana. And therefore, trayamidam kritam na kritam. So even done is equal to not being done. Ityarthaha. Ramapriya Magini.
Aditam.
Ikta pratyaya.
Taranam. Taranam api ikta pratyaya.
No. Taranam.
Taranam.
Is lyut. Like
Bhutam.
Taranam.
Sahitam. Veshajam patya sahitam. Sahitam. Sahitam api trayamidam kritam na kritam. 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 Kritam api.
So adhitam sahitam kritam iti padatrayam ktapratyantam. Taranam is lyut. Any other kridantas here?
Vyakaranam adhitam bhinna dronya tarangini taranam. Tarangini. Beshajam.
No, Beshajam.
No, Kila. Beshajam, Patya Sahitam, Trayam, Idham, Kritam, Nakritam.
So, Bhinna, so somebody here, Bhinnam is Kta Pratyaya again. Bhid Kta gets Bhinna. Okay, so that is again Kta. Any other word?
Abhyakaranam. Vyakaranam api
vyakaranam. Vyakriyante shabda hanena. So the instrument for vyakaranam. So vyakaranam ityapi yudantam. Danyavadaha. So you have vyakaranam. V-A kridhatoho lyut. Karanam. Okay. Vyakaranam. So it is napumsakalinga. So you have adhitam. Adhi purvakad I dhatoho. Kta pratyayantaha napumsakalinge. So bhinnam. So bhinna droni. Droni is a vessel and bhinna is broken. So bhinna droni. So it is a part of a samasa. But bhinna is bhidadhatohu kta pratyayantaha. Then you have taranam. So tr dhatohu lyut pratyayaha taranam. So then sahitam. Sah dhatohu kta. So you have sodha sahita iti rupadvayam bhavati. So atra sahita iti. And then krita is kridhatohu kta pratyayantaha. So what is pathyam iti shabdaha? Pathi hitam pathyam. So that which is good on the road. Okay, so the road to recovery ityarthaha. So pathya shabdaha taddhitantaha. Okay, so bhinna shabdaha samase asti. Bhinna droni, bhinna droni iti samase asti, but it is still a kridanta, right? So there is nothing which prevents it from being a kridanta. So is bheshajam also a kridanta? In some derivations it is, in some it is not. So they derive from some G dhatu, some dhatu. I saw it. But it is usually not. Bheshajam is a medicine, right? So it is derived from the Bhishak, that is the Vaidya. So Bhishajaha sambaddham Bheshajam iti. So that is the more popular this one. So it's not a Kridanta in that way. Okay. So avyakaranam adhitam bhinna dronya tarangini taranam bheshajam apathya sahitam trayamidam kritam na kritam. So agrima shlokaha arthanasham manastapam grihe duscharitani cha manchanam chapamanam cha matiman na prakashayet. So Mahadevan. Na shruyate. Cannot hear you. Maybe you can check your microphone. Is it? Padmanabhan.
I have a question first. I saw a dhatu called Bishaj. Cure or treat?
Bhishaj is not a dhatu, it is a noun. Bhishak, Bhishajav, Bhishajaha.
I think Bhishakti, to heal.
Bhishakti, shushu.
Bhishajati. I don't know what that is.
I mean, if there is Bhishajati, it should be an Amadhatu that is derived from Bhishaj.
Alright, so let me come back to this one.
Yeah. Bhishaj itself is an Unadi Pratyayanta.
Okay, let me come back to this. Nasham, that's the last one. And tapam, same way from tap dhatu, dhani pratyaya. And then charitani from chru to should be
chari, charu dhatu, kta pratyaya.
Kta pratyaya. Apamanam, seems like it's derived from ma dhatu, yeah. Mana, so it should be yut.
Yut, correct.
Yeah, and Matiman, that's a matup, I think. That's
yes.
That's all I can see.
One more.
Vanchana?
Vanchanam, yes.
Vanchatoho,
lyut prateya.
Yeah. Vanchata dhatu?
Yeah. Vanchaya.
Oh, yeah. Vanchate. Pari Vanchate, that's in Rudram, it's there too. Yeah, okay.
So, that's one. So, nashaha, arthanashaha. So, nash dhatoho, ghai pratyayantaha, pullingaha, arthanasham iti dvitiya vibhaktau. So, that is why you have the So, manastapaha, tapadhatoho, ghanya pratyayaha, charita. So, duscharitam. So, charitam, charudhatoho, kta pratyayaha, vanchanam, vanch dhatoho, lyut, apamanam, apa, ma dhatuho, lyut pratyayah. So matiman, matihi asya astiti matiman, buddhiman, an intelligent man, na prakashayet, should not disclose, that is, these should be held as secrets. What? Arthanashah, loss of money or wealth. Manastapaha, manastapaha is, literally it is something which is a sorrow which is affecting the mind. So manastapaha, manasaha tapaha. So, affliction of the mind. Grihe duscharitani. So, bad characters or evil doing from somebody within the house. Vanchanam. So, being cheated. Apamanam. Or being humiliated. So, an intelligent man will not disclose these. Whereas you should not go about talking about these. Because one thing, it will lead to loss of respect among others. So, if you go on saying that you were cheated this way. So, you will just make it easier for others to also know that you are gullible and other things. So an intelligent man will keep these a secret. Arthanashaha manastapaha grihe duscharitani vanchanam apamanam. The next shloka. Adanasya pradanasya kartavyasya cha karmanaha kshipram akriyamanasya kalah pivati tadrasam. So anybody who has not tried so far? Janaki Bhagini.
Adanam Utus, A plus Dalutu. Pradanam again Da Dalutu. Kartavyaha Kru Kavyatu. Akriyamanasya. Nichu Shanatu. Rattam. Akshuva.
Yes, rasa, it's actually we have not studied that pratyaya directly, but yes, it is a kradanta. Danyana. So, adanam. So, a, da, and lyut, napumsakalinga. So, similarly, pradanam. So, pra, da, and lyut. Kartavyam, kru, and tavya. Akriyamanam. So, it is karmani shanach, not being done. So, akriyamanam. Rasaha is a kridanta, but we have not studied it so far. I mean, rasayati iti rasaha. So, it is called pachadyache. So, we have not studied it so far, but it is a kridanta. Yes. So there are a couple of questions. Karma. So karma is kri dhatoho manin, but we have not done that. This one. Okay. So the meaning of this shloka is adanasya pradanasya. So adana, that which should be taken, pradanasya, that which should be given, kartavyasya cha karmanaha, and any task which has to be done, kshipram akriyamanasya, so that which is not done quickly, kalah pivati tadrasam, so time will take away its essence. That is, I mean, you keep thinking that you have to give something, but for a long time you don't give, you just keep postponing it, then finally it may lose its utility or it may get spoiled or something. Similarly, a task. And we keep doing it many times. We simply keep procrastinating it till it is no longer relevant. So, kshipram akriyamanasya. So, anything that must be taken or given or must be done should be done quickly. So, otherwise, kalah pivati tadrasam. Okay. So, the last shloka. Akaryam kriyate mudhaihi prayaha krodha samiritaihi krodhena nashyate kirtihi krodho hanti sthiram shriyam. Okay. Sharada Bhagini.
Karyam. Nyat
pratyaya. Kridhatoho nyat pratyaya.
Krodha.
Krodhaha.
Gany pratyaha.
Gany pratyaha. Krudha dhatoho.
Again krodhaha. Hanti sthira shriyam.
Anything else? No, there is more.
Mudhaha.
Moodha. Muhadhatoho kta pratyayantaha. Moodha. Then?
sam iritaha.
Iritaha. So that is again kta pratyaya.
Dhatuhu kaha bhavati?
Ir dhatuhu. Ir dhatuhu gati sanchalanayoho iti. So sam ir ita. Sam ir ita.
Kta pratyaya.
That's all that we have studied. There is also kirtihi, which we will study in the next class. Ktin pratyaha, so that we will see next. So that is also a kridanta. Okay. So akaryam, kr na karyam akaryam. So karya is kridhatoho nyat pratyaha. So atana pumsakalinge asti. Moodhaha. Muha dhatoho kta pratyaye moodhaha moodha moodham. So moodha is one who is a fool ityartha, but who is mukshyati, he who does not know to distinguish what is right, what is wrong, what is correct and so on. So krodha samirita, samira is vayu, samyak irte. So here it means krodha samirita, so that which is inflamed by anger. Ityarthaha. So, sama upasargaha irdhatohu kta pratyayaha. Krodhaha. So, krudhadhatohu ghanya pratyayaha. Kirtihi. So, krudhadhatohu ktin pratyayaha. Okay. So, these are the kradantas. Akaryam kriyate mudhaihi. Krodha samiritaihi. So, mostly akarya. So, that which must not be done is done by fools who are inflamed by anger. So their own foolishness which is compounded with anger. So krodhena nashyate kirtihi. So by anger, kirti, fame is lost. Krodho hanti sthiram shriyam. And krodha will also destroy firm wealth. So krodha is at the base for all dangers. Ityarthaha. Akaryam kriyate mudhaihi. Prayaha krodha samiritaihi, krodhena nashyate kirtihi, krodho hanti sthiram shriyam. So we will stop here. What about, is moha also from muhudhatuhu iti prashnaha? Muhudhatuhu ghai pratyaye mohaha iti rupam. Arthaha, so there we talked about arthanasha. So arthyate iti arthaha. So artha is also ghai. We missed it. So karman is as I said, it is manin. So shrihi. So derived from shri, but I don't think it's directly a kridanta. So I have to check it. Or it could be quip. Okay. So that's it. So we will stop here. Yes. A couple of people have reminded me last lecture, I'm sorry, I've not been able to upload it. So I'll upload both the last class and this class in a couple of days. Okay. So that's one. And an announcement, no class next week. So we'll have a break. And after that, hopefully in two classes or maximum three classes, we'll be completing the kridantas. Okay. So we'll meet next on in January. Right? So next week there is no class on 30th. Dhanyavadaha. Gururev gatir gurumeva bhaje gurunaiva sahasminamo gurave na guroh paramam shishurasmi gurormatirasti gurau mama pahi guru. Dhanyavadaha.